He's dishonest, wasteful. He's unjust. He squanders things that don't belong to him, and he gets caught. Turn in the books, says the master. Now the dishonest steward has no job and so no future. He can't dig, he won't beg, but he's got one thing going for him. He's shrewd. Taking action, he comes up with a scheme, a gamble that could land him in jail or even worse, but he decides to reduce the bills of his master's people. He slashes them greatly, and they in turn would have heaped praise upon their generous giving master for cutting their debts. The master will lose money, but boy, how the people will love him. What does the rich man, the master, do when he sees his dishonest manager? The text says he commends him. He commends him for his shrewdness. Jesus says the sons of this world are more shrewd in dealing with their own generation than the sons of light. I submit to you that Jesus is not saying that disparagingly, but he is calling our attention to one aspect of the manager, and that is his shrewdness. That may sound like a negative word, but it is often appropriately translated in Holy Scripture to mean wisdom. Shrewdness here is a critical, discerning wisdom to see things for what they are and act accordingly. The dishonest manager had a mess on his hands, and it was his fault. His sin had caught up with him, and there was nothing he could do but rely on his master and hope that at the end of the day, when all the scheming and planning was done, the master would be merciful. Sound a little familiar? Like the dishonest manager, we mess up our lives on account of our own sinful behavior, and sometimes we don't stop doing it until our lives are in shambles. You hit rock bottom. Ever been there? Are you there? Is your life a wreck right now? And to top it off, you realize it's all because of you. You've made some mistakes, and now you feel the consequences of your sin. But you're shrewd enough to realize you need help. My friends in Christ, the reality is we're all there. The judgment of God's law crushes all of us. Being a shrewd Christian is knowing and believing because of sin, we need salvation outside of ourselves. And I hope this is why you come to church, to get help, healing, to receive mercy, comfort, and grace from your Lord and your God, who finds great joy and pleasure in giving you his kingdom. He finds pleasure giving you his kingdom, to which you belong all because of Jesus. My friends, the love of Jesus is showered upon you, poured upon you at the cross, where Christ Jesus gives his life, bearing judgment and wrath for all of your sin. And the great record of debt is wiped clean. You are pure in the eyes of God. Spotless, without blemish, because in holy baptism, God gives you a robe of his righteousness, and he covers you in that righteous robe. And that is what he sees. He sees you in Christ. He sees you in his righteousness, and he rejoices because of it. The dishonest manager was shrewd and wise to figure out his predicament and ultimately realize he needed his master's favor. The biblical word justification means God pronounces you, the sinner, righteous on account of Christ. God justifies you by his blood, and faith grabs his justification of you, his verdict that you, my friends, are innocent in Christ Jesus. How has it become yours? Faith clings to that. Faith grabs it and finds comfort in it that the world cannot give. The Pharisees are the opposite. They're not shrewd at all, but they're blind. Their number one problem is they don't realize the depths of their sin, and they think they can work themselves into God's favor. And Jesus says something very startling in the text. I hope you caught it. He tells them, he says, you are ones who justify yourselves. He tells the Pharisees that. They justify themselves. That is totally contrary to the gospel. They thought they were righteous without Jesus. At least the dishonest manager knew he couldn't make it on his own. He couldn't dig, he wouldn't beg. Ultimately, he needs his master's favor to make it, and that's what he relies on. As good as he thought his plan was, slashing the bills of the people, it would only work in the end if the master was merciful. He should have been thrown in jail. He should have been punished, maybe even worse. But we don't hear that in the text, do we? He's commended for his shrewdness. The Pharisees were not shrewd. They weren't wise to figure out their problem and seek help. Their faith was in themselves. And Jesus says, you are one to justify yourself. You think you are righteous. Instead of God justifying the sinner, God declaring you to be righteous all because of Christ and his saving work. I ask you, Christian, are you shrewd? Are you clever enough? Are you wise enough to know you need God's mercy to truly live? Are you wise enough to see your predicament, where sin has you, and how you escape it? Because not everybody sees this. Understand the law of God has you and me pinned to the mat. It puts us in a corner, and there's no getting out on our own. God's law reveals how we use our money, how we use our time, how we use the abilities that God has given us. And we're a lot like the dishonest manager when we squander our gifts. And we don't really think about it until we get caught. How you spend your money says a lot about what you believe. If you believe in money, then you'll want to hold on to it and only get more. If you think money will give you comfort and security, then you'll find every opportunity to make it, even at the expense of hearing preaching and receiving the Lord's Supper. If you think money will give you pleasure and happiness, then heaven will mean very little to you. But our Lord Jesus tells us in his word, his inspired word on this day, he says, you can't have two masters. You cannot serve God and money. Don't even try. The Pharisees could pretend, they could hide behind their own righteousness, but you know what? God saw through it. Jesus saw behind every excuse, every pretension, every facade. He sees the depths of man, and he knows whether or not we see the writing on the wall. God knows who you serve. Scary, because all of us have on our record the sins of chasing idols. If you have not been faithful in unrighteous wealth, who will entrust you with true riches? That is the question. That is the question that Jesus puts before us this day. And that this question causes you to tremble a little bit. And you realize that you only live because of the mercy of your master, your Lord. Then God be praised for this wisdom. The wisdom to know you need help. And the wisdom to understand and realize you have that help in Jesus. If we were the rich man in this parable, I know what I would have done. I would have thrown the dishonest manager in prison. But the rich man doesn't do that, does he? He praises a steward who in the end relied on the generosity of his master. My friends in Christ, your Lord is merciful and he is kind. Jesus associates with us and he wants us to be his children. Jesus turns us from money. He turns us from money because he says that's unrighteous wealth. It's unrighteous wealth, says Jesus, and we need righteous wealth. If you're like the dishonest manager in the respect that at the end of the day you trust in your master to be merciful, then you're right to do so because Christ Jesus calls us to trust in his mercy and his love. Jesus calls us to look unto him and receive by faith his rest and his forgiveness, his undying forgiveness. Squandering gifts, chasing false gods, being devoted to your work while neglecting mercy towards the neighbor, the sins of rage in your heart, sins of deceit and how you can pull a fast one on your neighbor only to get ahead. We do these things and God's law catches us every time. But our Lord Jesus has not left us in our sin, pinned to the mat, pegged in the corner, ashamed and bound by that sin. Jesus has pulled a fast one on Satan. God becomes man in Jesus. He tricks his enemies when he conceals himself in flesh and blood. Jesus does plenty of miracles only God can do, but he willingly conceals his divinity and divine power. When Jesus goes to the cross, the enemies think they've won, and the world sees defeat in the cross of Christ, who hangs by nails, bleeding only to die. But the real shrewdness in this is what looks like defeat is the wisdom of God bringing salvation to humanity. The plan is perfect. Christ conquers sin and death by his death, by his sacrifice at the cross. The sins of squandering and wasting the gifts God has given you are paid in full. You are wise to have faith in him because in him you have true mercy and you have true riches right now that the world cannot give you. The things God has given you already, the gifts he puts before you, usher into your life even now true wealth and true riches. And I'm talking about the gifts of his word, the gift of holy baptism, the gift of his holy supper. These things are not for us to squander, Christian, but to hold dear and rely upon as those true gifts of God that he gives to nourish and strengthen us. These are gifts we are to handle rightly, receiving them as often as we can. God be praised for the gifts that he has given us. May we use them wisely. While by the grace of God, being wise already to the salvation that he has graciously and generously given to us already in the person and work of Jesus. Go in his peace. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus from now unto life everlasting. Amen.